Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheip, and we are joined by Sheriff Dan Osmond. Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for taking the time to step in to the studios and chat with me again. I must not have scared you away the last time we talked about something. But
not a problem at all.
Let's just kind of rewind a little bit and catch up on the DARE golf tournament. I know that happened and went on, and then the DARE program is going to be continuing on forward. What are some things that not only students but adults should keep their eyes out for as far as the DARE program? That kind of more happens when kids are in school, right?
Yep, that'll happen during the school year. So, the kids will go home with information about it when we start the program. So we got a couple months off, kids off school, so time to take a little bit of break from that, but we'll get right back into it when the school year starts again.
Okay, very good. So keep an eye on information sheet stuffed in the backpack right?
It's like everything else that comes home from school. It's shoved in that backpack somewhere. Hopefully it makes it home. But we have pretty good teachers out there that are pretty resourceful in getting stuff back. So
great.
Yep.
Well, you mentioned kids being off for the summer, and obviously times have changed over the years as far as how kids fill their time. It kind of seems like even though you're off from school, school activities and practices kind of fill up your summer anyway, but it's also kind of a leisure time and kids are out and about a little bit more. Kind of wanted to just bring you in today to talk in general about different things that kids should keep in mind during the summer months when traveling and going out and seeing friends and things like that.
Yeah, I think probably one of the biggest things that I see an uptick of when school gets out is kids and bicycles, right? So you have your kids riding their bikes everywhere, and maybe a little bit less than in the school year. And so like your smaller towns and stuff, maybe you don't have the sidewalks or they got across the street, so the kids themselves need to be aware of the traffic and what's around them. I was driving through a town the other day and I followed a little kid on his tricycle for about a block before he knew I was behind him, and so just have to have a little chat with about, and parents need to be mindful of that too. But just watching out for traffic, and then the traffic itself, you just need to take your time, slow up a little bit and watch when you're getting to an intersection, and just watch for kids on the bikes or, coming across the roadway or something like that. And just everybody needs to be a little more defensive and watch out for them. I know from the running that I do when I get to intersections, there's a lot of times when I'm crossing that intersection, that vehicle still makes a turn and mm-hmm. as I'm in the crosswalk, and I always see people look one direction when they pull up to a stop sign. They never look back to the direction where I am. Mm-hmm. So, it's just things that I see and I understand how people drive, and we all make mistakes, right? We just don't want that mistake to be a bad one. So yep. Just taking your time, paying attention a little bit. And you still have a lot of kids going to activities and driving to that. And so it just, our teenagers are still on the road quite a bit, and they're young drivers and they don't have quite the experience that some of us older adults do. And so they're still learning, and we need to help them learn in a positive way.
And keeping those basics in mind that those of us as adults and every driver should remember as well, buckle up, check your intersection more than once, things like that. And I know that's a big emphasis for law enforcement of all levels during the summer months.
Yep, we just had the click it or ticket campaign or the, buckle up. And, it's the pretty typical numbers that I see here in Custer County. We lag behind the Nebraska average on seatbelt usage. And, I think we just get a little too comfortable and forget that accidents can happen right next to the house or 100 miles from the house, that seatbelt does make a difference.
Do you think that, checking both directions when you're pulling out to a street that's going at any speed is always important, but in the summer, my observation has always kind of been the days are longer, those dawn and dusk hours where it's maybe a little bit harder to see, or oncoming traffic doesn't have their headlights on because those headlights are supposed to be automatic. Kind of seems like those longer days, maybe a little bit more tired, either being up earlier in the morning or later at night, it's just harder to see that traffic coming. And even if you think you know what you saw, just check again.
Yeah, that definitely can happen. And you probably have a lot more distractions in the summertime too. There's a lot more activities going on. I mean, like you have your stuff going on in the square. Everybody maybe is watching that instead of what they're doing on the road, or, you know, just the different things that can happen. You know, it just boils down to just paying attention to what you're doing. You know, you're driving. That should be your sole responsibility at that point in time, paying attention to what you're doing while you're driving. And obviously we have a lot of issues with distracted driving, and that's where a lot of the problems can come from. But I agree. You do have those longer days and people being out and just lose their focus.
You know? I won't even mention that Junk John is coming up around the corner for you, Dan.
It is, yeah. Yeah, that's a great time.
I always say on the when I'm on the air, I always say, you know, that deal is still going to be there if you park and walk right over to it, right? And right, if someone walks up and happens to buy it before you get there, it probably wasn't meant to be anyway. But nobody wants to dent a bumper
right
when you're looking around at those.
Well, and you know, the Junk John is no different than anything else. It's just a few bad people that make decisions that make the whole thing look bad. And, you know, the majority of people are, you know, pretty mindful. It's just the ones that, you know, kind of mess it up for the
sure
group as a whole. So, yeah.
Kind of backtracking a little bit, I think with kids being out and about, and adults can kind of feel this way too, when you come upon something or notice something that kind of gives you that weird feeling in your stomach, we all have come upon that moment where we're like, is this something that I should be calling law enforcement about? And I don't think it's a secret that sometimes it's intimidating to pick up a phone and dial 911. I wanted to bring up with you in this conversation just general rule of thumb, in your opinion, as to what kids that are traveling out and about, things that they witness that maybe, you know, they don't see on a day-to-day basis during the school year. You know, recent events have people kind of thinking, when is that moment, and what are those practices that kids should be going through to keep themselves safe but also inform law enforcement?
Well, that's a good point, because obviously we've had some reports here of some strange things going on. And the main thing is if you have that feeling, you know, if you're just, something seems off, don't stop for them. You know, don't stop for someone trying to wave you down or trying to get your attention. If you don't know them and it seems odd to you, you know, just don't stop. Keep on moving, and try the information that's going to be helpful for us is like a plate number, or at least the state of the plate, you know, because that way we can get the information that we need about that specific vehicle. Now, if you're not used to reading plate numbers and you have to read it just as you're driving by, I mean, good luck. It's tough to remember all those numbers all at once and exactly what it said, but even a partial number, or, you know, what color was the license plate, mm-hmm, or other identifying things about the vehicle, you know, like the driver, what did he or she look like? You know, what were they wearing? Or are there any specific like striping on the vehicle, or, you know, different colors, or is just something that stood out to you? So more information like that about what's going on. And then when you get to a safe place, call us and tell us about it. You know, it doesn't have to be right there. You know, right now with the best thing is to call 911, because then we can track where you're at. And so if you don't know where you're at, the 911 will tell us, you know, if it's an emergency type of situation, mm-hmm, we can see where you're at. So, but that's also another thing, just kind of having an idea where you are, you know. If you're driving on a state highway, there's a mile marker every mile, you know, maybe kind of learn what those are. Or if you're on our county roads, there's all our roads are, you know, named, or there's numbers, you know, road signs. You pay attention to what those are in the area where you live, so you have a little better idea where you're at. So just the more information we can get, the more it helps us, you know, because if it's just generic, the amount of traffic that drives down the road these days, you know, I can find you 10 vehicles that look just like the one that you reported in about a couple hours. So we have to get a little more specific.
And, you know, we've seen, usually I don't refer to the movie industry as being a good indication of what to do and not do, but you've seen it on different things in the film industry about how vehicles are identified. If there could be 17 red trucks out there, but there might only be one that has its antenna snapped in half and the left side of its pickup box caved in. Things like that help so much more, especially if you're not good at identifying make and model.
Right. Yep. That goes a long ways. Like in the reports we had, like tinted windows, that was something that sets, you know, it might help you decipher between this or that. So just the more information that you can get, you know, the better. And, you know, the thing about it is when you're kind of amped up and, you know, maybe you got some adrenaline flowing, it makes it a little bit harder to just be good at doing that. So when you drive down the road, just start looking at vehicles and paying attention to things on them and see if you notice things about them. Not just because it, like you feel weird or something, but it's just practicing. So if you mm-hmm. ever have to give a call and make a report like that, you kind of have an idea of how that's going to go or some things that you saw, and it kind of helps your memory out a little bit.
In a roundabout way, that kind of connects to what we started our conversation with, is being an attentive driver, mm-hmm. right? Keeping
yes.
track of those things, because if you're looking at those vehicles that closely, you're knowing where other vehicles are on the road and things that are going on around you as a driver too.
Well, it's just like, you know, if you go to a store somewhere and you park in a parking lot, have you ever pay attention to the vehicle that's next to you, maybe memorize that license plate number or what kind of vehicle it was. So if you come out and you have damage on your vehicle, that would mm-hmm. be a good thing for us to help us, you know, when we have to take that report. So it's just common little practices like that that you can do every day that'll help you get better at it.
Okay. All good, very good information to keep in mind. And if people ever have questions, I know that you have a great staff there at the office that are more than welcome to answer those questions. There's yep. a non-emergency number that you can contact as well if you have questions about something,
right?
And you just kind of, like you said, after you've calmed down or something like that, maybe you have a question or a concern, just ring up that number and ask.
Right. Yep. We'll be happy to help.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Sheriff Dan Osmond with the Custer County Sheriff's Office on KCNI Public Affairs.